Champaign's oldest residential neighborhood sits inside Churchneil and Lynn Streets. Known as a sesquicentennial neighborhood, it's also home to the Randolph Street Community Garden, one of 20,000 community gardens nationwide. Community gardens are shared spaces where residents can grow and harvest their own food. The garden is overseen by volunteer Don Blackman, who also runs Culture Club, a youth program at a nearby church.
The biggest benefit is building community. I mean, we have people who come to garden here who might not meet one another otherwise, and who establish relationships and learn about one another because they are part of the garden. It also helps because so many people I'm a renter. I don't have a backyard. This is my backyard.
Blackman became the garden steward in 2006 as a way to continue the club's garden bed when the garden faced closure for lack of staff. Today, she manages the garden beds, maintains equipment, organizes events, and keeps up with the garden's website. The garden grew from 8 beds in 2006 to 32 beds today. Neighbors near and far have staked claims on the beds. Don's youth group grows produce for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank and other social service agencies. Children from the Culture Club meet once a week to get a lesson in cooking and sharing. Earlier this spring, children piled into the Church of the Brethren building on nearby Neal Street for their weekly cooking session. They put on paper hats and aprons and got busy chopping and dicing the produce that Don Blackman had ready for them. It was soup day.
Well, today is Thursday, and on Thursday, any of the children who drop into the Culture Club make soup for the Time Center. We do it as our kind of our regular Thursday activity. In the summertime, we use vegetables from our garden. In the wintertime, we have to go with canned and things, produce that we get from Eastern Illinois Food Bank.
The kids move around the kitchen with ease and seem reluctant to move out. The weekly cooking sessions, too, have more than one lesson.
They're learning things that they can do at home. They can make, once by the end of the season, they've made almost every kind of soup imaginable, and they can make them home.
Between growing produce and cooking it, the kids are adding something else to the list, selling it. Last year, they sold their first cash crop in front of a fish market down the street. The children who helped sell produce were allowed to keep 20% of their sales.
My goal is to have a cash crop for the garden, that the money goes to build new beds when we need new beds, replace tools when we need tools, get new hoses.
At the Randolph Street Garden, 5-year-old Cody Sweet is learning to plant sunflowers. His mother, Clara, says that the garden grows more than food.
And it's just really helped develop lots of friendships, just with the people you grow with and harvest with, and then you just have that, those family members.
For Illinois Public Media, I'm Pam Dempsey of CU Citizen Access.